alcoholic. That's me. I'm the alcoholic whose only hope. Every time I read that, I think of Princess Leia. Your only hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Your only hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Whose only hope, my only hope, is the maintenance and growth of a spiritual experience. Not a belief, not a practice, not a religion, but Shannon's very own spiritual experience. My only hope is the maintenance and growth of a spiritual experience. And that growth needs to be happening whether I'm 35 years or 35 days. And I have to be willing to be growing spiritually at all times. This business of resentment is infinitely grave. I find that it's fatal. For when harboring, there's a harbor out here, right? And a harbor is this landmass that protects. Oh, I protected my resentments. I made sure they were nice and safe. So anytime I wanted to pull them back out and just sort of love on them a little bit and recount them, I protected. So to the right, for as long as I harbor these resentments, I shut myself off from that sunlight. And here's the deal. If I stay shut off from that sunlight long enough, the first thing that happens is the insanity. Oh my God, shut up. I can't shut it up. And I'm going to have to drink or blow my brains out. Those are my choices. And so I got to find out what's shutting me off from the sunlight of the spirit. If I am to live, I have to be free of anger. The grouch and the brainstorm are not for me. Grouch, my personal favorite form of grouch is silent scorn. My personal favorite form of brainstorm is I am the knower of all things. And so I know how you should run your life. I especially know how my siblings should be running their lives. And depending on where I'm at on any given day, I might tell you how you should run your life, or I'm just gonna ooze it out to you in some passive aggressiveness. So that's what brainstorm looks like for me. These might be the dubious luxuries of others, but for me, these are poison. We turn back to the list, for it holds the key. All of this ick that I've written down holds the key. I am prepared to look at it from an entirely different angle, and from across that table in that cafe at that train station, Ray said, "Are you? Am I what? Are you ready to look at this from an entirely different angle?" Fine, sure, whatever, okay, right? But are you? Am I? And this is where the magic happens. Magic, my accepting God's in charge. Magic happens here, okay? How could I escape? I had to master these resentments, but how? I could not wish them away any more than alcohol, right? I can't wish them away. I don't have that kind of power. Because if I had that kind of power, I would have done it already. I had lived with this hatred at my father that just coursed through my veins and just, God, caused so much havoc in my life. I couldn't wish that away any more than I could wish away alcohol. And here's my course. I have very specific steps on what to do. Though I realized, and now I'm going to make this really personal, okay? And though I realized that my dad, who wronged me, right? Now, there were some fancied, but also some very real wrongs that happened to me, okay? Though I realized that my dad, who wronged me, was perhaps spiritually sick. And I don't get too much in the spiritually sick part, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. Though I did not like his symptoms, column two, everything I wrote in column two, or the way that it affected me, right? I didn't like that it affected my self-esteem and my security and my ambition, all of those things in column three. He, like me, is just another human being with a super broken toolbox trying to figure out how to do this thing called life. Like, I could buy into that. But here's the clincher. And seriously, this is the most misread sentence in all of AA. That's just my opinion, but here we go. We asked. Oh my goodness, there's that word ask that Polly told me to circle. So now I have to stop and ask. We ask God to help me show him the same tolerance, patience, and kindness I would cheerfully grant to any one of you. Right? So God, help me show my dad. God, help me show my ex-husband. God, help me show medical insurance.